Well, it's a joy to be able to come together and share my thoughts, and I hope and pray that you can share your thoughts with me and with others. Sharing thoughts are so important, because the best thing about being in love with Jesus is that we can share with each other the good news, and also our hearts as we come sometimes in the prayer of agreement or intercessory prayer. But you've heard me say this before, God loves you and God wants to hear from you. And I love praying with and for other people, but God really wants to hear from you. So I encourage you to pray. Pray to God yourself and lift up your petitions. And we thank you for the opportunity to do that. But we will also continue to pray for one another, and just wanted to share that with you this morning. You know, Jesus said, when you pray, go into your prayer closet. Now, what's that mean, prayer closet, preacher? Well, what he was saying is some of the Sadducees and the Pharisees and all them ease, you know, when they pray out loud. They want everybody to see them and all that, that they are so religious. Jesus is saying what you need to do is go to a quiet place. Now, it's not necessarily a closet, but what he was saying, go to a quiet place and pray. I want to share with you a scripture out of Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7, about prayer. This is what Paul says, New Living Translation. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and your minds as you live in Christ Jesus. May God add His blessings to the reading and hearing and understanding of those few little scriptures. And the peace of mind as you live in Christ Jesus, because Christ Jesus lives in you through the grace and the love of the Holy Spirit, if you do that. And according to this passage, the primary result of prayer is not necessarily healing or miraculous provision, but peace, the peace that passes all understanding. So when you feel anxiety or fear or insecurity, remember what the Apostle Paul's encouragement was. Pray about everything. Trust God to guard your heart and your mind with a supernatural and an inexplicable peace. Why? Prayer is worship. And our praying should be full of adoration and affection and the fondness for God, that He is who He is, that He created us in order to have someone on whom He could shower His love. That's why we were created, to be in love with God. And He loves us so much, and He just wants to always be in relationship with Him, because He created us for fellowship with Him. His love showered upon us as He stretched out His arms on the cross, that He intended in the full sense to make men and women whole. In worship, as the old worship implies, that's worth, Ivan ship implies, sort of like the gospel ship, the old gospel ship, that we declare what we value the most. And it's one of the best ways in all of the world to love God. Now, prayer is the highest of all expressions, and a recognition of our dependence on God. Now, a few weeks back, we talked about the Declaration of Independence for our country, and I shared with you that we should also be in dependence on God. Independence. Dependence on God. They kind of go together. Independence, we have free will, but we also need dependence on God. It's asking for what we want when we depend on God, and we can ask Him anything, even the most difficult things, because He already knows us and He knows everything about us. And just what Paul said, don't be anxious about anything, but pray. You see, anything large enough to occupy our minds is large enough to hang a prayer on. Amen? Prayer, however, by its nature is requesting. It's not insisting or clamoring, and we can make no demands of God, or let's make a deal with God. Why? Because friends don't make demands. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. I love that little song. Yeah, friends ask and then wait. We wait with patience and submission until God gives us what we request, or maybe something more. You know, and it's not always on our time frame, but God always answers prayer. So prayer, in essence, is asking for understanding. It's the means by which we comprehend what God is saying to us in the Bible. Prayer focuses and unites our fragmented hearts. So find your quiet place. It says in the Psalm 2 to be still and know that I am God. So he wants us to be in relationship. And it's best to be in a quiet place, because God comforts, instructs, and listens to us, and then we learn to love and worship him. You don't always have to pray out loud. Because of the grace and the love of the Holy Spirit, when we're still, we can pray silently, and God hears our prayers because our spirit connects with the Holy Spirit. It's a wonderful joy and a wonderful promise that we're able to do that. So today we want to lift up some prayers. Not so much being nosy, I guess, because prayer is so important. And we request people to fill out the little prayer requests and put them in the offering plate, or even send us a text or an email or a phone call, because we want to be faithful to honor people that send those to us. And Linda Sassine sent me a text the early part of the week, and she says, just found out my nephew's mother-in-law, who had been dealing with cancer, breast cancer in fact, and treatment for almost a year, is now spread to her brain. Can you please ask the church for prayers for Carol Painter? Thank you so much. Then of course I sent a message back and I said, yes ma'am, we sure will, and God loves you and so do we. So prayer is important. Intercessory prayer is very important. So we'd love to hear from you. We want to continue to keep our country in prayer and all the folks that are dealing with the COVID thing, even with this new Delta variants. I can't even talk this morning, but you know what I'm talking about. The sad part about that, or the part that we really don't understand, is that people who are vaccinated are still getting symptoms or being touched by it. So we want to lift those up in prayer. We had a few people in our congregation that, even though they were vaccinated, they still experienced some of the symptoms from this Delta virus. But after a few days, it goes away. So that's the good news. But we need to be in love and respect for one another when we're around folks. So the times are changing, things are changing, and we always need to stay on top of mask wearing and different things like that. So we just keep it in prayer as we go through this. Now, some of the experts are saying after a few weeks or a month, it'll subside a little bit. There's cases in our area, but my understanding, at least that's what it was when I got the last report, there wasn't any deaths from it in the last few days. So that's a good thing. People get it, but they're recovering. We have some great medications, and we have some great doctors and nurses in our local hospital, so we want to pray for them and lift them all up, because we're all susceptible to being exposed to some of this stuff. So I go on to rambling a little bit, but I hope and pray that you got something out of this little devotion or thoughts and prayers of mine about finding a quiet place to pray. You know, when Jesus was here on earth, and he was here for 3 years around, at least that's our understanding, about 3 years, maybe a little shorter, a little longer. But one of the things that they did when he called his disciples and his apostles and they traveled together, at the end of the day, they would stop, build a fire, most likely cook some fish over the fire and eat, breaking bread together. And so when they did that, and then after that particular time, Jesus would sort of like wander off by himself. And they were puzzled why he did that. And so they asked him one day, why do you go off by yourself like that after we eat? He said, well, yeah, I am God manifested in the flesh. And what that means is I'm in my human fleshly body. So I get tired just like you guys do. And I need to eat. And I need to talk to the Father. Wow. What's that mean? Prayer. Can we talk to the Father? Yeah, you can. And I'm going to give you a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray the prayer Jesus taught to the disciples. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Have a wonderful day, and please keep in touch and send us any prayer requests that you might have, or just a comment on the online service. Phil does a tremendous job doing these things, and I enjoy bringing them to you, and we just hope and pray that we're blessing you, but sometimes we just would like to hear that you are being blessed. So even though this is a labor of love, we would love to hear from you. God bless. Talk to you next week.